are listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for new state of mind. Once you walked in a forest of splendor in which everything you did and everything you thought was aligned, it is possible at this time to begin to return to the old knowledge. Intuitive healer and manifester Julia Griffin is here to talk about this unique time in history when all sentient beings, animals, plants, trees, and the earth are intent on creating this change. The wolves awakened her to the most incredible light, which opened gifts and brought knowledge that she longs to share. You are creators, and you are born to be creators of beauty, possibility, and joy. Join Julia on a journey into a beautiful and magical world where amazing possibilities exist. Let us help open the door. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening with Julia Griffin starts right now.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin, and you're listening to The Power of Inspiration and Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience a higher vibration. You know, higher vibrations are where the answers are. When you are vibrating at a higher rate, you vibrate above problems. Life changes and flows in a different way. And I'm really excited about today's show. We have a special guest, Mary McNerney. She has had a similar experience to the one that I had. And it's more about the earth, but I find it quite exciting. Her book is The Earth Speaks Up. We're going to talk about earth changes, the new feminine energy, and what the earth wants you to know. Let me tell you about Mary, and we'll get started. Mary McNerney earned her law degree from Georgetown University, had a fellowship with UN Commission International Trade Law, and then worked for many years as a corporate international lawyer in Boston and Prague. She didn't plan to write the book. I don't think any of us really plan our encounters with spirit. And she certainly never imagined that the spirit of the earth would speak to her. Mary says the experience put her on an entirely different trajectory than she had ever envisioned as a corporate lawyer. And she says, in a wild and wonderful way, I instead became a messenger on behalf of our planet Earth. So Mary, let's start with, how did your life change after you heard the Earth? I think at that point you were a professional lawyer, not a poet or a farmer.
Well, it's a treat to be able to share this. In my experience and this information with you, Julia. And I would say, when I look back on it now, that moment when I heard from the angelic realm, take dictation from the earth, that was probably a pivotal moment in my life, but the change came about gradually. At first, when I heard those words, I thought... That's meant for a more illustrious spiritual type. That's a really profound idea, but I don't even understand what that means. And then I disregarded it. And some months later, when I heard it again, take dictation from the earth, I realized I needed to give that a try. And once I sat down to do that, then I realized that was the changing point in my life. And as this book unfolded through that, I realized I was being dictated this book, and more my life went into doing that over the ensuing months and years. And my career on a corporate law trajectory just sort of became so unimportant. And then I moved really more into doing this work, this together with the earth and the angelic realm. This is really the stuff that matters.
So for people who are listening, I want to point out, first of all, that you sort of lose your old identity when you hear wolves speak or you hear the earth speak or you start getting messages in your heart. You can no longer stay the person that you were. And a lot of times you don't quite believe it at first. So I'm really curious about when you first heard the voice. to me, when I heard the wolves, it just sounded like someone directly speaking to me. I knew it was the wolf, but it sounded like a person talking. And I'm curious as to how you heard it.
Yeah, it's not like I hear, like you and I hear each other's voices now, but it's like your brain picks up on another frequency level that's just as clear as this other person's voice, but it's more subtle. It's like you're picking up on another thought wave. Mm-hmm. It's like what we are in our daily life, we're tuned to this certain radio station of everyone's voices around us. But then when we change our radio dial, we pick up another frequency. And this is something our minds are fully capable of too. We're so programmed to be on a certain frequency of listening to the people around us. But our brains and our minds are much more capable of that. We can pick up on a much wider range of frequencies as you experience the frequency that the wolves communicate on, or the earth communicates on, or that trees or horses communicate on. It's like the earth and all of nature have their own worldwide web of communication. All of trees, all of nature tune into this. Birds tune into it on their migrations. But we as humanity have we've separated ourselves from it. And we've programmed our minds to a different radio station. And then we've created our own parallel worldwide web.
Let's go ahead and ask all of our listeners to tune up, because that's possible. So just imagine right now you're changing the channel, and you're hearing the channel of higher frequencies. And you can hear and feel nature while we're talking, because I think that makes it all make a lot more sense. And just by imagining it, you will eventually get it if you keep playing with it. One thing that was fascinating to me is that the earth seems so pleased to have you to talk to.
Yeah, you know, and I felt that way too. And when I was receiving this information in the earth and communicating with her, I felt such love. It was such love and such kind of lightness of being and such joy radiating from earth. And that was just a wonderful vibration. And I realized it wasn't just her joy at communicating with me. It was about her joy at, being able to communicate with all of us. And I want to share with you this lovely quote. That this is at the very last in the book. It's the very last page, kind of a closing quote Earth has given to us. Read this book. So I'm reading Earth now. It is with great joy that I write this book and share it with you. This has been a long time coming, eons perhaps, and now you have it in your hands. And when she said that, Julia, there was such joy on her part coming to us.
I get that feeling as well, and I thought about this with the wolves. It's like we're being shared all this ancient knowledge, and it's been centuries since the door opened to that. And I mean, I know that there's songs of the earth, like the whales are singing them all the time, and the coyotes and the wolves, and every single thing on this planet is like saying, here's a door, open it. And in many ways, I think your book, it's The Earth Speaks Up, and people can buy that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It relates a lot of that in a very subtle way.
Yeah, it's like this book was given to us it's like a doorway opening us up into communicating with Earth, but it's not just Earth. It's all of nature around us, the wolves, everything, because once we reawaken our innate ability to do this, we can attune to all of nature, and all of nature welcomes and attunes to us because it has so much it wants to share with us and give to us, and really wants us to link back into the role we've always had, but we've forgotten it. We've stepped away from it. And it's like the earth, the wolves, horse consciousness, everything embracing us, welcoming us back in to that community we are such an important part of, and that we've turned away from, been distracted from by our material exploits in the world. And now's the time we're sinking back into reintegration and working together in a lovely way that can unfold around us.
That's beautifully said, Mary. Thank you for that. One thing that I thought about is for people who haven't spent a lot of time with the earth, you know, for those of you who don't know, I spent a very isolated childhood with almost nothing around me but nature and no neighbors for over a mile away. So I spent a lot of time with the earth, but I think a lot of people may not know this. Can you tell us how we can put our hand on the earth to feel her resonance and to feel what she's telling us?
Well, what Earth does in this book, it gives us a series of exercises to help us learn to attune to her, help us learn to shift our radio dial, tune into that other frequency. She's teaching us how to come back into communication with her. And the very first exercise in the book, and they're all very simple, is teaching us how to bring our minds and, in so doing, our bodies into a more expansive dynamic with her. She's always communicating to us, but we're kind of off-center, so we're not able to, most of us aren't able to really pick up what she's trying to give. And so one exercise that she suggested that might make it easier for us is to sit out under a tree, for example, and put your hands into the earth. You can do this either physically, or if you live in an apartment building, you know, in the middle of the city, you can do this in your visually, in your mind's eye. Bring your awareness, drop it down out of your head, drop it through your body, through each one of your chakras, dropping down, down, down into the earth. And as you feel your hands, either literally or in your imagination, sinking into down deep into the soil, into the heart of the earth, as you do this, as you bring your attention to her, it's inevitable that her attention flows to you, because it's one consciousness that you're opening yourself up to and that is opening itself up to you. And what Earth says is, I urge you to do this because you may feel it's so simple, it's so easy, how can this be real? And what she's conveying, it says, to my dear humanity, is just do it. Just bring your attention into me, because by your consciously doing this and consciously attuning to me in this way, you're bringing to me a more powerful vibration than what you know. And in so doing, I in turn can bring a more powerful vibration forth into your world, into you and into your world, into your human dimension. This is the current that needs to flow, the current between who you are and who I am as Earth. It's just this action of bringing our consciousness together, and how, this is Mary talking now, but how simple it may seem, it's the dynamic we initiate when we do this. that opens a doorway. And it's like practicing the piano. You start and stutter a little bit. The more you do it, the better you get, the more the music flows. Doing these right. simple exercises in the book, bringing your attention into earth, the more you do it, you will open yourself into a new and powerful dynamic. And the earth is really urging us to do this, because what we will create together with earth is just...
And for those of you who are concerned about your health, connecting with the earth will certainly give you a great deal of vitality. And I know you've heard me talk about it before, but most of the more profound exercises start out in a very simple way. I've said it before, when I had a huge garden and I was complaining about weeds, and the wolves said, "See fewer weeds." Well, that sounds like, you know, just so simple and so nothing. But what if you do that with your worries? What if you do that with your problems? What if you start seeing things the way you want them to be? It's profound, and the same thing is true of what she's saying about the earth. If you'll connect with the earth, and that is lower chakras mainly, you'll be amazed at how much energy you have. And the earth is asking for the right to heal you, really, and to sustain you. And this is another interesting point in your book. It was almost as if the earth spirit was seeking to connect with people. Did you have that feeling, Mary?
Oh, absolutely, Julia. That's why she brought us this book, because she needs us to connect with her. She really does. It's for our own well-being, just as you said. It feeds us, it nurtures us, but it also feeds and nourishes the earth, and it's this mutual dynamic that we both need this.
And I just want
to add
right
one
now.
Other little quote. Just as you were talking about
sure.
how simple the wolves conveyed to you, how simple it was, envision the weeds gone without the weeds. This is the whole concept we as humanity really need to recognize. We think a project to be beneficial has to be some big, complex undertaking to really accomplish something. But it's just this quote. I'm going to read you another quote. This is what the angelic realm added in the book. Because when I was given these exercises, I thought, that's so simple. As the wolves told you, envisioning no weeds, well, that's so simple. How can it be valid? And what they said is, yes, simple exercises, simple experiences are often the best and more profound. The way your social realms have evolved recently, you seem to believe that complexity is necessary. We would urge you to revise that thinking, for such a belief is erroneous.
And so maybe we're being told right now that it's simple to come into harmony, and it's much simpler to heal the earth than what we think. I mean, look at just what the changes in pollution in just
mm-hmm.
2 or 3 weeks. It's really astonishing.
Yeah. And, you know, Joy, it is much simpler than we think. We just need to begin to work on this vibrational level. That's the key, and that's what Earth is showing us and wants to bring to us, and that's exactly what the wolves were showing you, too. It's about, there's this vibrational level that we humans need to really step into and recognize our abilities to work in that way.
Right.
And this is
and
where we
change. Yeah, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Yeah.
I was going to say, I think we're fortunate enough to live in a time when the light level is very high, which means that we're close to the quantum field. When we hit the quantum field, good things happen in a way that they normally don't. Things reappear, money comes in, things happen that are not in accordance with physical law. So if enough of us, and it doesn't take a lot, step into harmony in a higher vibration, the earth is telling us we can have almost miraculous changes in a short period of time. That's my belief.
Yeah, and mine too. And I think that's what Earth is showing us, because when we work at this vibrational level, this is where the creative force is, that we each have this creative force within us, but we've perceived it as external, out in the physical world, something we have to do and get out in the physical world, when in reality, deep within our core is the vitality and the creativity and the vibration which we need to fully connect with and work with, and then that flows from us forth into the world. It's the resonance we bring. And when we change our thoughts, our feelings, our vibration, our own thoughts, feelings, and vibration, it has a ripple effect beyond us. So this is where change is created.
And so this can really be a wonderful time for people, with many people at home, to raise their vibration and to see what they can create from that. Or as you said, just to go outside and touch the earth. It can really be a huge opportunity for awakening.
Yeah, you know, Julia, and that's kind of the way I've come to see this too right now with what's going on. This time of being quiet at home, in a way, and I just put a blog out on BizCatalyst 360 about this whole thing that came to me. It's just exactly as you're saying, that we're right now sort of, a lot of us might be hunkered down at home and kind of in fear and worry, and so that's what the vibration we're putting forth into the world, that fear and worry. But what a wonderful opportunity, just as you said, to change that vibration we're giving forth. What if we consciously choose to give forth something else? What the earth said to me the other day when I was wondering about this is, peace be with you. Peace be within you. And from that I recognize, peace be within you. That's the vibration I can give to the world. That's the vibration we can each give to the world. We can choose, what do I want to resonate forth? And it's not fear and worry, because the fear and worry we project, we feel, is projected into the world. That's what we're giving to the earth. But when we consciously change our thoughts, our emotions, we give something else to the earth and to all our world. And that's what our wonderful power is. That's what our power is, to choose to bring a different resonance to the world. In this time, right now, when we're at home, when we're quiet, we're still, to collectively, consciously choose a new resonance. What are we giving to the world? And as each one of us does this, it's so exciting because it ripples beyond us. This is where our power really is.
And that's really what the earth and the angelic realms and the wolves and everything on this planet are trying to tell us, is that if we just move into a higher vibration, the solutions will come.
Exactly. And moving into a higher vibration is about choosing, what are the thoughts, emotions, feelings, vibration I wish to give to the world and to my own self. Like,
so
we think
of people, I was going to say, don't understand that whatever they're thinking probably goes out many miles around them. So if you're feeling fear or you're not feeling good, pop out of it. Go back. Raise your antenna. Change the channel. Get back to that abundance channel.
You know, and that's just exactly what I was going to say, Julia, yeah. Is that people don't realize, and I think most of us didn't realize, that our thoughts matter. We think it's a thought, boom, it's gone because I don't see it. But no, our thoughts and our emotions, vibrations, they move out into the world and they create an energetic force, which is then what the physical world is built upon. So our thoughts, our emotions underlie the whole of every aspect of our physical world. And when we change our thoughts and vibrations, we can change and heal our world and our lives. So, and this is where our power really is.
It is our power. Yeah. I can feel people thinking, well, how do I do that if I'm really afraid? Okay, so here's something really easy. Unconditional love is pink, a light pink color. So if all you do is think about that color, you're putting yourself in universal unconditional love. Instead of worrying if someone is going to get sick or not, just send them that beautiful light. And that's all you have to do to get out of it. If you don't know how to visualize pink, find something that's pink in your house or print out a picture and focus on that color. Because love and light, what we're talking about, are the highest vibrations on the earth. We're going to go to break in just a second for you people who are just coming in. This is Julia Griffin, and we're talking with Mary McNerney about her new book, The Earth Speaks Up, which has fascinating information about our life and the life of the planet. And we're going to talk about some of the changes on the earth, how the earth speaks to us through weather patterns and hurricanes and things like that, and the new feminine energies that are coming in. So we'll be back in just a moment.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak, and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts oracle cards. You can order The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby. We're not done yet. Some of us are out here to educate and inspire. This year, 2020, is the year. We got it. Show me the money in the cash flow. I'm Dr. Pat. This is the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Visit thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Julia Griffin at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com, and you're listening to the Power of Inspiration Awakening on Transformation Talk Radio, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. We're talking to Mary McNerney today about her book, The Earth Speaks Up. It has some really fascinating information. We're going to begin with how the Earth acts out with weather patterns and other things, what she's telling us through her actions, how we're involved with that, and we're going to talk about the new feminine energy on the planet. So welcome, Mary. I'm so excited to get to talk to you about all of this.
Well, it's such a treat to be here with you.
It's wonderful. All right, so tell us how the Earth acts out with weather patterns, tornadoes, hurricanes, eruptions. Is this how she reflects our feelings and thoughts that are out of balance, or is it something else?
What this is, what the Earth explained to me, was that things like hurricanes, tornadoes, those sorts of natural disasters, she says, are not her creation. They're our creations. What happens is humanity, through our own imbalance with the planet, we spew our thoughts, our vibrations, our battle energies, our wars, our all of these negative actions, toxic emotions, whether it's spewing at our foreign enemy or our neighbor or whatever, these negative toxic vibration builds up in Earth's energetic field. Her energetic field is her atmosphere. The atmosphere is her energetic field. And when we saturate that with our accumulating negative vibration, negative thought, negative emotion, individually and collectively, the only thing Earth is capable of doing to clear her energetic field is things like tornadoes or hurricanes or storms like that, where she takes the coagulated energy and twists and spins it in order to clear and release that from her field. And we may see hurricanes tend to occur down around perhaps Florida or down in that area. That doesn't mean, oh, it's because humanity down in Florida is spewing a lot of toxins. It's just where things, the systems can occur to help her clear it, where she can bring about the energetic force to help clear it. And these vibrations we give out can have been from yesterday or 100 years ago or long ago than that. They accumulate. Time or place doesn't matter. They just accumulate. And all she can do is twist and spin it through a hurricane or such to release it, unless we as humanity step in and do our role to clear our own negative vibration, our negative thoughts from her energetic field. And so she gives us particular exercises in this book to do that. And it's amazingly simple, and it's stuff we can do each day. And as we do it, it clears her energetic field, but it also clears our own individually and our own collective human consciousness. Because it's not separate. So she urges us to step up and do these exercises because it benefits the oneness which we all truly are. Because she can't do it alone anymore. that's the urgency of her message to us today, that she can't clear and rebalance all of this on her own anymore. We need to step into a role we've always had.
So, if I'm hearing correctly, human beings emit disharmonious energy, and the Earth clears it through all these things that are happening on our planet. So if we learn to connect with the Earth in a different way, release the energy and move into a more harmonious vibration, then the Earth can move into harmony with us and we'll have a better, cleaner planet.
Exactly, exactly. And I'm getting, as we're talking right now, you would like me to share, and you can find it in your book, in the book Earth Speaks Up, and spend a little time with it, but you would really like me to share this particular exercise. I'll just tell you about it, and then spend a little time, perhaps after the show, each one of us can spend a little time, 5 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour, however long you want, doing this exercise of envisioning a particular landscape, not the whole world, but a particular landscape you are familiar with, you love, or you care about. Could be your own backyard or a park you walk in. Just bring your attention to that and your intention, and envision a sparkling white light moving into that landscape. Be with that. Bring that white light into that landscape, that sparkling white light. And as you see that and envision that and intend that, that's the gift to her. You bringing that, consciously bringing that white light into the landscape has the effect, you push that in, it has the effect of discharging and clearing the accumulated unsuitable vibrations from that landscape. And right. However simple this may seem to you as you're doing this, recognize it has effects beyond what you know. And this is what clears the energy so Earth doesn't have to bring forth hurricanes and tornadoes or other natural disasters. We're partnering with her to clear the energy so she doesn't have to do it herself. And she really loves this giving, so giving me this white light, giving this into my land, giving this into my heart, the heart of the Earth. This feeds her. This nourishes her. This is our gift to her. And as we consciously do that, she kind of exudes this wonderful warmth back to us. So
we're talking about two really important points there. The first one is about the higher vibrations, that the Earth, the wolves, the trees, the horses, the birds, everything wants us to move into, because then we touch the quantum field and things change. If you envision white light and you can successfully do the exercise, not only are you moving into the quantum field and not higher self or the inner self, you're learning to use it. And that seems to be a very strong message from the Earth right now. You know, because when we use our spiritual abilities, we get so much energy back.
Yeah, I love that, Julia, because you're exactly, what you said is so spot on. It's like that quantum field moves through us, and as it moves through us into the particular landscape we're working with, it feeds us too. It nourishes us and revitalizes us, and so we can feel it in every fiber of our being, that white light, and as well as in the Earth, the landscape we're working with.
That's a beautiful exercise. So something that I was really fascinated by in your book was that the Earth was talking about changing, and that she's had male and female cycles, but she's moving into a female cycle right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was a really interesting concept to me when she conveyed it. And I don't hesitate to say that, well, I don't understand everything that's conveyed. I took this dictation, and a lot of it was, you know, I really had to stretch my mind to wrap around and understand these concepts. And as other readers explore the book, they might get different understandings than I do. There's no one way here. But as I understood it, it's that there's different cycles of the Earth being, just as we each have different cycles in our life here on Earth, and different aspects of ourselves come forth at different stages in our lives. The Earth, too, goes through these cycles that are more loosely labeled masculine and feminine, and or yin-yang, too. And as the yang or masculine energies or cycles are dominant in her being, that then comes forth in, we as humanity feel that too, and that comes forth as more outward physical changes or physical awareness or mental awareness. This is what brought forth the concept of electricity or these new creations in our world. And as these external creations, and as Earth's consciousness and our consciousness move, shift in from that cycle into a more feminine or yin cycle, the what comes forth is inner awareness, inner consciousness expansion, inner knowledge is brought forth. Our awareness awakens in a way. And that's where we are now, our consciousness expansion, as opposed to outward physical change.
That's a big shift from the way the world is
And that's why a lot of people have written or talked about this time of awakening. It's an inner experience, an inner change. Part of it is all of us learning to shift that frequency dial and tune in this other way, to this other broader consciousness.
It makes me think about a Native American exercise that's in older books about the West, that they would lie on the ground and look at the clouds and put a message in the clouds, and the clouds would deliver it to a person. Yeah, they could ask.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's a different way of being.
Mm-hmm. And it's a different way of recognizing that our thoughts, our vibrations, our consciousness matter, and the frequency dial our mind is set to matters. And we have the power and the ability to change that and create a whole new vibration on this planet, a whole new vibration that benefits ourselves individually and benefits the world and the planet and all of nature, that we have this tremendous gift, which is our inner power that we can bring forth into the world. And for so long, we've projected this is something external to ourselves, something outside ourselves, something to be gained or achieved or taken. But in reality, we have it within us, and it just needs to move through us. Well, as you said earlier, allow this quantum field, this quantum force, to move through us. Be with it and move through us.
I agree. You know, and I think, you know, I was going to ask you earlier, you know, what was your take on the coronavirus? But I think we've said several times, it's a time to be quiet and to listen to the earth. And to send energy back and forth and see healing on our planet.
Yeah, and to recognize who we really are, what our capability really is, and that we can make these changes at the energetic level, and that then will manifest change at the physical level.
Right. So it's really about larger realization. Now, I don't know, you know, I know that you said that some of this is dictated and you don't know. I'm really a moon person. I have to go out and look at the moon 2 or 3 times every night. And I've noticed that it comes up in different places, which, you know, we know that the earth is rocking on our axis. It's not like we're going to have a shift or anything like that. It's just moving right now. It hasn't settled. And the moon rises at different times, which it certainly wasn't that way for me as a child. And so you talk about streams of consciousness that come from the moon. What does that mean?
Well, you know, it's interesting you say this, Julia, because I have never been that as moon-oriented as you are. And this was all news to me about the real dynamic relationship between Earth and Moon, and what that there's a vibration that radiates back and forth between the two of them. And so as you raise that question, I'm really more intrigued to hear what your take on it might be, because you have a very full experience with the moon. Is there anything that you have? Do you mind me turning the question around?
No, I don't mind. This is fine. Sure. Okay, so I grew up on a very large farm. So farmers farm by the moon. You tend to plant when the moon is waxing because the energy is at its height when the moon is full. There are signs that are associated with the moon. For example, a red moon used to mean that you're probably going to have very hot, dry weather for a few days, or warmer weather. It's not going to rain. A cloud or a mist around the moon means that it will rain. Well, up until until the 2000s, these rules were always true. They always held. Then the signs started changing. It didn't always mean that anymore. Then the sun and moon start coming up in different places and at different times. And if you've ever grown up on a farm, you can tell time by the sun and the moon, at least reasonably so. You know, like the moon always rises at this time here in the sky. So it's changed. One thing that I thought about it is that if the earth is rocking just a little and the moon is in a different position, the earth is in a different position with the moon and the sun, they haven't moved, of course, it makes us change every day. The earth wants to rock us out of this stable pattern of sort of like mild destruction or sleeping, where we're not using our intuitive powers and gifts. I mean, what could be a clearer sign that change is coming than seeing the sun and moon in different places in the sky? Yeah, that was my take on it.
Yeah, I love that. This whole, it's really showing us this whole change, this whole new dynamic that's really going on, saying, okay, people, wake up, see this change. Mm-hmm. Bring yourself into this change with me.
Right, for someone who's grown up close to the earth, that's a huge change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't move. It's always come up on exactly the same point for your whole life. And that's just showing us that we are in a period of change. And I think you said that the earth wants a change right now, that she said she was changing.
Yes, excuse me for coughing. Yes.
That's okay.
This is where we are. This is where, and isn't it really, isn't all of life, all of evolution, all of our cycles here on the planet about change? And we as humanity have kind of gotten ourselves in this sort of static vibration, whether it's static, holding. And when we open up and embrace the change, recognize there's a new force, a new dynamic, it brings things much more full to ourselves and through ourselves.
And it's this creative force that we're talking about of being on a higher vibration. You know, that's the change coming in. And I really feel like the earth wants everyone to get it. You know, like, please don't make me bring a whole ton more changes before you get this. Go ahead and get it now.
As you say that, I just get this image of it's like the earth extending her hand to us. Join me, be together with me in this. Bring your awareness, your power, your ability into conjunction with mine, the earth.
Mm-hmm. And it's like it doesn't have to be as hard as we're making it. It's just about our getting into this higher vibration. So I'm curious here, it says that the earth said our prayers, intents, and visuals count more than they have in other times. Is that what we're talking about right now?
It's like right now, today, it matters. It is time for us to realize it matters. what we think, what we emit, what energy we're putting out. This is what matters. And that's, in essence, her way of saying, it's not that it's made more impact now than it has in the past. Our thoughts, our vibrations have always mattered. But at this crux, at this point in time, this is where the difference is made. When we step up and open our eyes, this is when everything changes. When we open our awareness to working together with her in this new way that you and I have just been discussing now.
And for anyone who wants to hear this universal language that we're speaking of, when you open up your awareness, you open up your heart. So all of us already know that, you know, your heart is like where your secrets are. Your heart is how you access your intuition and your inner gifts. And it's also how you access this power that we've been talking about so that we can go ahead and move into a life that's more evolved, more abundant, and more beautiful. And to me, that seems like that's a lot of what your book has to say.
Yeah, I think so. And as you say, because I've got a wicked cold and cough right now, so excuse me. But what I keep saying, you say your book, and I point out it's Earth's book. It's not Mary's book. This is Earth's book. And so she is the essence that's moving through this book, and her vibration is what's carried through this book into our hands.
So for those of you who want to get to a place where you're more connected with nature, you definitely want to find The Earth Speaks Up. And that is at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I did want to add that you have a whole section on exercises of how people can connect with the earth for people who want to do this quickly. There's a part at the end. Can you tell us a little bit about the exercises?
Oh, excuse me, Julia. I'm for coughing.
It's okay. No, I'll just talk. So the earth is evolving with us and on her own. And what we really want is to be able to evolve on that higher vibration with the earth. You can go back through this and listen to the exercises about higher vibrations, how to get there, how to block out fear, how to put your hand on the earth, and a bit about what all these cycles mean. So if you want to know more about her book, you can go to MaryMcNary.com. You can also just Google The Earth Speaks Up, and you can find out more about this. So thank you, Mary, for being with us. Thank you all for tuning in. And I hope you will find our new book. There's so much information on this. And again, it's very simple, but very beautiful.
And so it's such a treat to do all, to share all this with everyone, and to we can join in and do some of these exercises together.
It was so much fun. And it's just been great having you, Mary. So if you want to find me, I'm at onetrueself.com, onetrueself.com. You can sign up for my weekly newsletter and receive tips about the energetic weather, how to work with spiritual energy, and finding a higher vibration. So thank you for tuning in to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening show, where you can experience a higher vibration and a new state of mind. Please join me on the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month at 12 noon Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific. Next time we'll get some messages from the wolves, and we'll expand our consciousness. So have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin. To master a higher frequency for a new state of mind, join us next time as Julia takes us deeper into the memory of the moments of light where transcendence and enlightenment emerge. The memory of the Jewel of Consciousness has always lived within you to tap into waves of energy and create huge changes by imagining the beauty of the vision and desires that are hidden in the heart. Learn to find your way back to nature, beauty, and your own heart, which holds the secrets of your existence and future. To discover more about Julia's adventures, animal communication, and the teachings she brings to every show, visit onetrueself.com. That's onetrueself.com. That's O-N-E, trueself.com.